Who are you?
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. What's going on, Lance? How you doing? He didn't have his mic on. What about your headset? He's gone. He's got his headset.
You gotta have these things.
As soon as the show starts, it's got
other radio.
Dell loves that. Dell loves when you
other
do that.
Other radio stations have coronavirus.
How about this, Dell? He's got a black mask to match his shirt. Are you? Now there are people doing this now. Their masks are matching their outfits.
Look how tight this mask. This is. See, this is my Houston mask. It's done in the Metallica font.
Yeah, I don't.
Heavy Metal Racket does it.
I don't like that one so much because it pulls your ear like this.
Yeah, Heavy Metal. Well, the neck thing is getting to be hot. You know, where you pull the...
Yeah.
You know, you wear it around your head.
Like a Bandito.
It's up and down, whenever you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that one. But I read my man Oscar from HeavyMetalRacket.com, who makes these cool Houston shirts. And then, you know, if you can do a shirt, you can do a mask, basically. So he started doing the masks. And the H and the what's the entire font is the like the Metallica font. And his I always see him over at Riel. Awesome dude. He's got some models for his Instagram page who will model some of his clothes.
Oh yeah?
So that happens.
Well
that on his Instagram page, which is, you know, smart.
Well yeah. I mean that's
it's always smart. But yeah, if you want to check it out, go to HeavyMetalRacket.com. You can see what John's talking about.
Dell's got
it's just black and white.
Yeah, Dell's got a lime green shirt and a lime green mask today.
So, well,
yeah,
I mean that's an outright lie. But
no,
okay.
No, I'm, that's what it looks like from here.
Well, are you did your brush with Corona make you colorblind? Or
I didn't have a brush with Corona.
No, you did. You didn't get it, but you had a brush
I didn't
with
get
Corona.
It.
That's why I said brush.
Did you notice though, Dell? What? Do you think? I think.
Oh, here we
look
go.
Look at me. I am too now because I was in the sun literally 8 hours a day in Colorado because my wife's like, let's go. We had to hike so much hiking.
Why? Hike. That's the worst vacation ever.
Hike.
That's the worst ever. We were laying on a beach drinking Coors Lights. They sent me 5 cases. Guess how many came home?
I'm guessing 3.
Came None.
Home? Oh.
0.
Yeah,
5 cases of Coors Light on the beach in Florida.
So you're back in full. So you're back in full swing.
Oh yeah, I was. I never.
And
left.
No coronavirus.
I never swung and missed. What are you talking about?
Well, you were slow, and then after Lent, you're like, you know what? I'm just not going to drink. And
oh,
you
that.
Weren't doing anything, and it was just
oh
kind of slow
that
motion,
that time of my life.
Yeah, like my wife said, I'm not going to have a drink until my birthday, and her birthday's not till the end of the month, or. You know, later in
oh, really? She was going to go to Colorado and not have a
she
drink?
She didn't.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. And now she says she's not going to until her birthday.
Wow.
So she hasn't. Yeah. She was, by her words.
But then you got to hike all day?
Her words. Yeah. Well, first of all, now I almost died in Paladuro, which is in. Our first hiking was in outside of Amarillo. And this place is beautiful. Paladuro. It is beautiful. I didn't even know this was here. And, but it starts off at 82 in the morning, you know, and then it's in Amarillo, it's in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of the hike, I had not had nearly enough water, not nearly enough. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was 120 on the ground, it was 100 total. And,
you're hiking in 120 degree weather. What
well, is, it was on the ground
it's a
by the
perfect
time,
time
we finished,
to be in a bar drinking.
Yeah, it was 2 hour hike and,
goodness.
Yeah,
gracious.
I had to shut it down. The lady had cold rags on my head. Like, I think you've got some heat exhaustion right now. And I was dizzy. And then it was a whole thing. I mean, it was beautiful. But, yeah, we just hiked. I was in Colorado. Colorado's just, you know, just beautiful. But it was, I'd go out for the day. It wouldn't even hit 80. It was just 78. And I was like, God, this is hot.
I just hope it would be 73 today. It's 78 with no humidity. Like, God, I'm getting soft.
Where in Colorado did you go?
Dillon, Colorado, which is near, not that far from Breckenridge, Frisco. Oh. And yeah, we found a cheap little place. We just.
You drove?
Yeah, we ain't flying. We drove to Amarillo the first night, which is whatever, 9 hours from here. And then we drove to Colorado Springs, stayed there 3 nights, and then drove to Dillon and stayed there. Like I said, I found cheap places. The only way I could do it is if it was a relatively
How did the kids do with the kids?
Guess what? They had to hike. They had to hike.
9 hours, and then not how many now. Hours in the car with them?
Yeah.
That's the
worst. Well, so
Del, you're going to do that?
Wait, we've changed during quarantine. It used to be, Nicole is, you're not having screen time. There's not going to be any tech. There's no technology, nothing. No one had anything. Now, since my mother-in-law kind of moved in with us, she brought her old phone. I don't know what it is. It's just what's happening. We got all this. Like, here's my
kind of moved in with us. How long has she been there?
Since March.
She moved in. She came
whenever they were supposed to go on spring break. They're supposed to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico on spring break. And, you know, to hike and whatnot.
Yeah.
And hiking's cheaper. Hiking's a cheaper vacation. Like, what are you going to do? Well, what would you like to do today for vacation? Yeah. I was thinking about doing a lot of walking in rigorous walking uphill somewhere.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
That's, but the problem
but
is
that I saves found money.
Out, it is a money saver. The problem I found out is that, A, I already know I don't drink enough water to begin with. But, B, when you're in high altitudes, you got to drink like twice as much.
Yeah.
Or you'll get those headaches. And so I was keeping up with all the sports going on. Just so much sports going on.
I know.
On.
It's a non-for-stop.
I missed so much
Del came in
sports
today,
while I was gone.
Del came in today and he goes, hey, did you guys know? How about the women's soccer
that's
league?
That's not how I.
How about the women's soccer league?
Such a liar.
I was like,
hey guys.
Oh, are they playing? Yeah, I did see.
That's not how I
did
came
see,
in.
I did see JJ Watt's wife or fiance or whatever she is. She was pulling somebody.
No, she got pulled. She was on a breakaway.
No. She was pulling.
Well,
it should have been a foul on her.
Well, JJ was talking about how she
said she'd never do that.
No.
I'm going to go.
Was the forward in play, and she was trying to score, and someone grabbed her, and JJ said, someone said she should have fell over, and she goes, that's not what she would do. She was the forward.
Oh, I thought she was the one pulling.
No, she was the one trying to go for the goal.
I wouldn't know her. She's JJ Watt's wife. I don't know.
Kalia Watt.
They're married.
Yes. I came in and said.
Yeah, they're married. Remember, they got married or something.
Yeah, I didn't come in and go, did you see the women play? What I said was.
And then he said, have you been watching all the women's games? I have.
That's not,
and he goes,
that's not what
and
I
he
said.
Goes, and then he goes, oh, yeah, they're so much more responsible than the guys.
Well, it's proven to be true.
Well, I know, but
they've played a week of games and haven't had one positive test. The MLS can't even get inside the bubble without positive tests. The women have been playing for a week plus, and we haven't heard anything about tests. That's what I'm saying. That's all I said.
Quite frankly, did anyone know either of them were playing?
Well, our side isn't going to be
only,
great.
Well, they haven't started
or not
yet.
Playing.
Well, on Wednesday when there's a game, there's actual American team sports on, you'll probably tune in for the MLS.
You watched a lot of different stuff, at least what you did while you were in your house when –
Well, no. But, listen, isn't the Premier League like, and the German League and La Liga all much more watchable than the MLS?
Yeah, but you watched some Korean baseball.
I did.
I don't know that Korean baseball is better than MLS soccer.
I watched the hot dog eating contest.
I didn't. Look, the point is.
You
that,
didn't?
No, I never watch it. That 7:30.
It's pretty gross.
75, dude. 75 record.
Whenever the game comes on at 7 or whenever it is, you're like, oh, look, there's actually something on. I might tune in. It's not that I'm going to be locked in, but at least it'll be something on. My point was that they don't have a bubble in Utah, and they found a way not to test positive, and the men can't even get into the bubble. That's all. That's the whole point. Not go watch NWSL soccer.
So wait a minute. So are they playing Wednesday or not? They can't even get into the bubble.
No, some teams haven't had issues. Some haven't, so there is a game schedule. I think it's Miami versus Orlando.
His point is that, and it's worth noting for basketball and baseball,
that it can be done.
It's just men are too much. Just I just need my personal freedoms. Like of what? Smashing out in the bubble.
Smashing.
Do a smash.
No,
I want to do a smash. It's not fair. I'm used to my freedom.
You mean an overhead, like tennis smash?
No. A different type of smash. With
women don't They don't like to snatch.
Two girls.
Well, they've like, hey, they've guys, prioritized their sport over it, apparently.
Do you want to win
Well, Carlos Correa has prioritized Daniela's nails.
Why don't you talk about... Well, no, he's prioritized. He's prioritized.
Now here's the deal:
not doing the nails.
Right, she can't go. She can't go to the hair salon, and she can't go to the get her nails done either. Would you even know if your wife got her nails done? Would you even know?
No, not unless
No, I've never like. Oh,
not unless she said.
I mean, honestly, like Frankie comes. Look, I got my nails done. I'm like, yeah, that looks great.
Yeah,
I don't even know what.
But that's your daughter.
No, my wife too. It's like my Frankie Wendy goes, oh, they look wonderful. If your wife, what do you know? How do you know they look
changed
all
her,
they look all the same.
The nail color, would you know?
No.
I wouldn't either, really.
No.
To be honest with you. My wife doesn't paint her nails.
They don't do that for us.
She does.
They do that for women.
She does her toenails.
They just do that for women.
But.
Although you don't want
Carlos
gnarly
is
stuff.
Know. I guarantee you Carlos knows. Carlos has to know.
Carlos. Well, yeah. Well, he wants
did
her.
Did you notice? Yes. Yes, I did. And it looks amazing.
Well, he's done videos where he puts makeup on her and stuff. Yeah.
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 He's got to know. He's supposed to know.
Right. He cares about that. We don't. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. And that's fine.
But he also cares and said, look, I would prefer that you not go to any salons right now.
Yeah. Right. Well, and Dusty had a little faux pas yesterday where he said that Joe Smith wasn't there because he was attending to family matters. Which was not true. The Astros had to clarify it, that he's at home with his family, apparently. Not sure he's... I don't know. They can't say whether or not guys... You can say whether or not guys are going to play or, you know, if they're opting out or whatnot, but you can't say whether or not they're sick.
Right, until they give you permission. It's a HIPAA. It's HIPAA violation.
Yeah. HIPAA is little... Yes. HIPAA is... Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
The same thing. Well, they've decided that they don't want positive tests being out there. Which,
unless you say it, unless you get permission.
Right.
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 I know
the media can report. It's not a HIPAA violation for the media report.
I know two different people who have had it. One didn't want it to get out and it got out. It's nobody you would know. But then there's a person you might know who doesn't want anyone to know they have it. And that's fine. I'd probably say. I don't. It's not an embarrassment. I mean, I don't think it's an embarrassment to get it. It is what it is. It's not like you're.
Everybody's getting it.
You know how you get that? You get that from doing things with a hog. Like what? This isn't Black Mirror. Stop. You're not. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No.
Doing things with a hog.
Yeah, you like Black Mirror.
No one's attributed COVID transmission to doing stuff with a hog.
No, but at first, well, not anymore because, like you said, at the beginning, I didn't know anybody. For the first month, 2 months, I had I knew no one that had it. Now, I know everyone. Everyone I know has it.
You've got people who go outside the bubble and get it. They get outside the bubble.
You know a lot of people now. You know a lot of people now.
I don't know a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I might know him through you.
No.
6 degrees.
You know where you work or did work.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot of people. A lot more people than you know.
Not a
lot more people that you know have it or have had it.
I would say I've heard of people more secondhand, like somebody from the neighborhood, people I don't really know directly. I don't know as many, me personally, from my own personal little circle. I might know somebody from a one-off. But I don't know. I wouldn't say a lot.
That's on you for the people you hang with.
I wouldn't say a lot.
What? Because like his people don't get it, so that's on him?
John's people leave the circle.
Oh, my people
leave the bubble.
I've got people in the hospital, okay?
Yeah, but, well, for that, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, 713 ESPN 97.5, 7378037.
Yeah, you mean there's a real hospital with real people who are sick? It's not a hoax? Oh.
Well, it's not a hoax, but there is something else going on there.
Yeah, there...
There is something else going on there.
Yeah, it's you know what? The mortality rate, the numbers, they're a lot lower than people think.
Yeah.
That's
just the reality.
I'm not doing anything.
713 ESPN, 97.5.
ESPN, 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Joe Stapleton is who I'm thinking, and James Hardigan. They're really good. Anyway, we were just talking about poker announcers, Del. Who's your favorite poker announcer, Del?
I didn't know they existed.
Yeah. No, they exist. They're awesome. Okay. So, just so you know.
Is Tom Brenneman a poker announcer?
No, Brenneman's not. By the way, Joe Buck and Fox lost golf. They don't have golf anymore. So, there's that. Did you guys watch Bryson DeChambeau win this weekend?
Did not.
He's
busy driving 16 hours.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate for you. Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau just dominated the field. Of course, Matthew Wolf was pretty damn good all week, too, but kind of stumbled yesterday, just so you know. Just so you know.
That's what the word on the street was.
Well, that wasn't the word on the street. That was actually on TV.
Okay.
I was actually watching it. Everybody was watching it. So how is basketball going to do this when everybody's shutting down their facilities?
Well, from what I can tell, the people who have caused those shutdowns won't travel with the teams.
They got a test between July this
well tomorrow
Tuesday yeah Wednesday and Thursday
two negative tests.
Oh, they have to have two.
Yeah, if they don't, then they got to travel later.
And then if they have three negative tests,
I think basketball. Apparently, the restrictions as far as the NBA bubble are far more stringent than the MLS bubble. So what they'll do, like the Heat, they had two positive. They've had three overall, two in the last round of testing. The one guy who tested positive maybe a week or so ago is apparently going to be traveling with the team. The other two are stay home, and they shut down their facility. They're going to get on a bus from Miami or Orlando and then quarantine for 36, 48 hours inside the bubble, and those other two guys will have to show up later. So they're still, like the Bucks, I think yesterday the Kings were two others who shut it down.
What if Giannis can't play?
Well, if it's Giannis, then the Bucks are screwed.
Yeah. How about this? This is going to be unreal. And then all the guys that are opting out as well.
We have.
And we're seeing major leaguers. David Price, see ya.
Yeah.
Nice trade. Good job there, Dodgers.
Yeah, that's I wonder what kind of... I don't know. So if you opt out, can there be an opt-in? If things were to somehow magically get better, which I certainly don't expect to magically happen. There's no science behind magically better. But can guys opt back in? Like if the Dodgers start off 25-5, can David Price, and the coronavirus has diminished around the country or whatever happens, or there's magically a rain of Clorox and super hot UV rays that eliminates everything.
Well, shouldn't you?
We do have a big heat wave coming in, which should eliminate. Most
it did.
Of the
it has already.
Yeah.
But they could put David Price on their minor league team. Their 22 man roster and their 20 man roster in the minor leagues. No.
If he wants to come back.
If he wants to come back.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Major League Baseball. I feel like if you opt out, you opt out. Are they going to opt back in? Like, all right, I want back in, get some of this playoff money.
Mm-hmm. I would. I'm all for it. But
that would cause a little tension potentially on the team. Maybe not. I don't know. It might depend on the team, and it's probably different on every team or whatever. But the guys who are out there saying, hey, we've been grinding, doing what we've had to do. We've been, you know, making sure that we adhere to the rules of trying to keep our team safe. And you haven't even been here for a month and a half, and now all of a sudden you want to come back? Like, get lost.
No, if David Price wants to come back, the Dodgers will take him.
Well, that's the thing. He's David Price.
Yeah, right. The Dodgers
David
will take
Price
him right now.
David Price probably be like, yeah, it's fine.
Right. Well, our team seems to be happy. Our team, I mean, if there's one team that this whole thing worked out for, it was the Houston Astros.
Well, I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but we're starting to see the cheating Astros stuff pop up now.
Yeah.
Now, out of nowhere, it's like, hey, I just want to remind you guys, we didn't forget about you, Astros. You had Trevor Bauer with the new T-shirt that he unveiled.
The hat with the cheat across it.
The hat with the cheat, yeah.
With the with Houston the H. and the H, yeah.
I didn't see him have. There was another player who had it. And then Trevor Bauer had a cheating shirt on. And so the Astros, it's almost like other players around the league are saying, hey, just want to let y'all know we haven't forgot about you, Astros.
Yeah.
With all this pandemic.
I mean, considering what's going on, if I was an Astro, I'd be like, hey, Trevor, you remember when you had that giant racist logo on your hat for all those years? Where was all that energy for that? How did you say anything for that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got stuff to say about us, but you had a giant racist logo on your head.
Racist.
You didn't say a word.
Remember Yankees when you guys were racists and cheaters? Remember?
Were they racists and cheaters?
Well, yeah. Remember they wanted Griffey Jr. to be out of the dugout and in the locker room because they didn't want him to be seen.
Well, George Steinbrenner certainly didn't want him
on
the field.
Racist.
Yeah.
Like the whole organization. Who was, okay, he owned
the
team.
He was the owner.
Racist.
You are correct, yes.
Yeah, racist. So, you know, you know they're going to catch it. You know they're going to catch it. You sent us a Bob Costas interview that he, if you, but here's the deal, that if you're logical in this thing, if you say, well, how many people were affected by the Astros cheating? And how many people were affected by steroids?
It used to be logic was like really, logic in society used to be applauded
right.
and held in high regard and esteem. And Bob Costas has what, in my mind, is the most logical thing that I've seen during this whole thing, mm-hmm. which you would expect from Bob Costas.
Right.
It's like a Charlie Polillo, really. He was interviewed by Esquire. The writer had her own kind of commentary early in the article. And then it turns into a Q&A, and she brings up the Houston Astros. Now, I'll bring up the actual article, but he says the same thing we talk about with steroids. He's just like, no, the steroid era was worse, in my opinion. He did differentiate, make sure that people realize this is his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but in my opinion, the steroid era was definitely worse, and here's why. And he talks about baseball's hallowed rule, hallowed record book, and that the home run record, the all-time and the single season just don't even mean anything anymore. Those records were completely shattered. In other words, it was the history. Now, he focused on the history of baseball was forever altered, but there were cheaters on every team.
Right. Well, he said, during the height or depth, if you prefer, of the steroid era, players knew it was a problem, but there was this kind of code of omerta. Maybe because there were at least a handful of players in virtually every clubhouse who were doing something. It took a long time for the players to get up to gumption, partly because their own leadership, the Players Association, was stonewalling on it and pretending that it was a civil liberties issue rather than a legitimate competitive integrity issue for baseball. Finally, a consensus emerged. Hey, wait a minute. The clean players are the victims here. And that was how many players? Doug Glanville talked about how he was out of the league because he was directly affected, lost money, all this money. And he's like one of hundreds of players that were affected by this. And this one guy, and the one guy who's suing the Astros lost his job because he got lit up in Arizona. That's the one guy that's suing the Astros. He lost his job because he got lit up in Arizona where the Astros weren't cheating. So, you know what? Whatever. All I know is that, you know, they're going to catch it. I'm so tired of it, though. It's so tiring. So tiring. But we are going to hear it. And we're going to, and gosh, it would be awesome if they're really, really good. Now, Urquidy's not there. My thought is Urquidy. Now, somebody has said that one of the keys to the entire baseball season is Josh James. One of the keys to the entire baseball season is Josh James. And I could certainly see it.
Yeah, I think it's the theory of Josh James or the potential of Josh James. It wasn't as big a factor last year as we had hoped. And
no, it hasn't
based
been.
On the previous year.
It hasn't been.
Yeah, but in 2018, it's like, oh, Josh James, ooh.
Well,
and then 19 never materializes the Josh James year.
Right.
But maybe this year would be the year. Who knows?
Right. Well, hopefully this year will be the year. We'll see. Just like Whitley. Is he alive? Is Forrest Whitley alive? Because I know he's untradeable because he's
well,
so good.
I mean, does it even matter anymore? You can't.
Yes, it matters.
Well, it matters, but how would we even hear about Forrest Whitley? He wasn't on the major league roster.
I mean, why? Well, yes, no, why? What?
Well, there's no such thing as minor league baseball anymore. That's not a real thing anymore.
Well, no, it's but dead. He's
all
not.
The minor
you didn't
league
let
is
him
dead.
Go.
You cut everybody and you just let them all roam. You open up the pens and let the horses run. Go. Yeah, yeah. We're not paying you anymore. Get out of here. Yeah. Which can't pay him, I guess, all the minor leagues. So, I don't know. Whitley will be, you'll hear about him in this. You'll hear, hopefully Forrest Whitley's not the guy. Like, sorry, bro. I brought some coronavirus in. Oh, Forrest. First you get suspended
first
for
your
50
name's,
games. Now it's this.
First your name's Forrest. Good Lord. How'd they come up with that one? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well,
I don't know.
There's always the obvious answer.
Yeah. I don't know. After watching that movie, I don't think I'd name my kid Forrest.
I wasn't going to go there.
I don't know.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
Yeah, there's way
too
many.
Where do you think that name comes from? I mean, just white people just thought Sharon. Oh, okay. Let's call our kid Ford. Maybe it's a family name. Maybe could that's be. What it is.
I hope so. 728 ESPN 97.5. You know what is a family name? Chastang. That's a family name. That's a place where you can be part of the family over at the Chastang Ford. Look, the Chastang people are awesome. And they've had a huge sale going on, the 4th of July sale going on at Chastang Ford. And it just is, they're wonderful. It's a sales event, 4th of July sales event. The F-150s, the Expeditions and the Explorer Sport. If you're looking for an SUV that is sporty, the Explorer Sport is awesome. My buddy has had really, really nice cars. He said, this is the nicest car I've ever had. And you, my friends, will love it too if you're in the market for it. You got 0% for 72 months. That's just ridiculous right now. That is just simply ridiculous. No payments for 6 months. Nothing down. This is the time to buy. You've never, ever seen a better time to buy. How about a 2019 F-150 right now? $584 a month financed. $584 a month. You can get into this thing. I got into my Expedition for a price. I said, I got to get down to here. They said, we'll get you there. If you're looking for the best buys, the best place to buy your Ford vehicle, it's Chastang Ford on 610, just two exits from 59, 5 minutes from downtown. Homestead, not Hempstead. ChastangFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 731 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Did you see how we were out last week? And by the way, thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody who filled in for us last week. We appreciate you guys. Well done. Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested, and she is in Rhode Island, one of them, Maine, somewhere up there. One same thing, Maine, Rhode Island, they're all the same. Anyway, she's in a medium security prison up there, but she's going to be moved to New York, and it's not going to go nearly as well. She is the assistant to Jeffrey Epstein, or was the assistant to Jeffrey Epstein. She's the one. Did you watch have you watched it?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to see it.
I know.
You've got to see it.
It's.
You've got to see
I've it. I've heard a lot about it. I have not watched it yet.
It's really, it's eye-opening.
Finishing
Anyway, she is going to, and here's the deal. I'm pretty sure she's going to commit suicide a few times before this is all over. She's got all the information on everybody.
She's prominently featured?
Yeah.
I didn't even know the name.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell, and she is going to.
Who is she? Is she a?
She was. She actually was the. She was his like secretary-ish kind of woman that
assistant?
She was his assistant, and she brought the young girls in, and she's the one that set it all this up, a lot of it up, and she's got the information on everybody. So I'm pretty sure she's probably thinking about suicide right now, or somebody's thinking about suiciding her. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. No.
Strike that from the record.
No.
Please.
Somebody's
thinking about suiciding her.
Yes.
That's not a verb.
Yes, it is.
Suiciding is not a verb.
Yeah. No, it really kind of is. She is public enemy number one for a lot of important people. A lot of important people. Kenny Smith is going to, speaking of important people, Kenny Smith is going to join us.
Yeah.
He's going to join us at 8:20 right here on ESPN 97.5. So we got that to look forward to. He's talking about leaving television to get an NBA front office job. And he says it's inevitable that will happen. He says... Kenny has talked about it. He says, you're around things. You're privy to information for 20 years from runners to agents to general managers and owners that no one else has been privy to. No one else. Every team in the league has told me something they've told no one else. So, you know, that job, I would imagine, has. Now, He did interview for a couple of head coaching jobs a couple of years ago, the Knicks and the Pistons, but didn't get those jobs. And he could have mentored with Masai Ujiri.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been, actually, that might not have been a bad move.
No.
I mean, to be with Masai and learning from him.
No, it'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what you, that is probably the way to get into the business. Once you're with him for a little while, it's like being with Sean McVay for any amount of time. You're going to be a head coach.
You know, I wonder if anybody. So, do you guys feel like this, that the start of sports is really either December or January when the vaccine? Okay, when the vaccine gets here.
Yeah.
In massive quantities, not just we got 100 and we got 6 million doses in. That sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot. Not for the country. I feel like it just feels like I'm writing an article today for the 10 top rookie of the year candidates for the
NFL. Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow will probably be number one. And I'm just thinking, yeah, I'll write it for you, editor. I mean, for this theoretical season that's going to happen. But it just feels like there's just, like Dell and I, well, like we've all been talking about, there's just so little personal accountability. That, and then when you start dealing with more people, not less, a basketball is relatively small, not all the teams, there's a bubble, they're doing everything. Baseball's got obviously much bigger teams. Football's got the biggest teams. Football has the most, well, they have more teams in baseball than they have more players who are likely to, their roster sizes are bigger. It's just, I just have a hard time, and I know Fauci has said this, a lot of people have said it. And football coaches are starting to say it. It's hard to envision an entire season going down in the NFL. It's hard for me to envision college football going on at all. And so,
well, it's looking more and more like the spring.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I want to get into here in a second. But I almost think, okay, well, sports will start once there is a vaccine. Like, I know sports, the way we know it, could and should start when a vaccine is available. I have full confidence that a vaccine is going to be here based on everything that you read. And there's some fantastic, there's a fantastic site, a vaccine tracker site, where it tells you how many are actually in what phase they're in and what they attack. There's four different types of vaccines. It's incredible. So I have total confidence that a good quality vaccine and multiple vaccines are going to be available. But I just have a hard time working through a baseball season. Like, yeah, the baseball season's coming, but will they get through it? Will they do what they have to get through it? I have total confidence that the Premier League will keep going just because, A, their country's numbers are much lower. But Spain, you saw there's a place in Spain that had to lock down. Their numbers went up. It was one place with like 71,000, 77,000 people there. But they're starting to quarantine entire areas of Spain to say, look, y'all can't leave now. You are having a surge. Y'all can't leave and mess it up for the rest of us anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like New Mexico. When we were driving back from Colorado, you can't go. New Mexico said, if you're from Texas, you got quarantine 14 days if you come in here. Chicago said that. You're from Texas? And they said all the states. There's a certain amount of states. Chicago said, we're officially under quarantine. You guys are under quarantine. If you come here from Texas, you have to stay 14 days before you can go out. We're not messing with you from Texas.
But how do you?
That's what I told him. Yeah. My wife's like, no, you have to quarantine. I was like, okay.
And then you went out hiking.
Are there armed guards?
And then you went out hiking.
Well, Colorado, I don't think, had that. But some lady, we're in town. She goes, I see you have Texas plates. Are you from Texas? Yes, we are from Texas. We do have Texas plates. Did you hear? They're shutting Texas down. I'm like, and my kids go, huh? What? Texas is shut down? I was like, oh, really? And me, I'm just, oh, really? Because I know what she's talking. She goes, yes, I just talked to my brother, has a good friend who's from Texas, and they just shut Texas. They're shutting Texas down. You might want to get back there before it's completely shut down. I said, okay, yeah, thank you very much. And my kids get in the car like, what's happening, Dad? We're just shutting Texas down. I said, no. They're just going back.
Closing bars.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's shut down for Mr. Granato.
It's okay.
Kids, it's shutting down for Mr. Granato.
That's it.
For the rest of us, it's nothing. No, they're not shutting Texas down. Are we going to be able to get back? Yes.
Who cares?
We're going to be able to get
then
back.
Then don't. I just stayed on the beach in Florida. I wish they'd have shut Texas down.
Yes, as far as sports are concerned, I think it's like Lance said, it'll be about, it won't be anything that we are used to until a vaccine, because we know the NHL, they picked two Canadian cities that if they can agree on ratifying things, they'll start playing, but it'll be in a bubble in two different cities, and the final and the Stanley Cup finals will be in one particular city. We have the basketball, the MLS. Hopefully they're trying to get started on Wednesday. Even the I talked to you guys about it in the break, the TBT tournament that was on ESPN this weekend is in a bubble in Columbus, and they had to remove four teams that had a couple positive tests. So they've had like 1,400 tests or so, 31 positives. So they're actually doing this, what the NBA is doing, or at least attempting to do,
right,
in a less, let's say, a less stringent format. So that's a test run, I guess, if you want to see what a bubble-type thing looks like for not a major thing because it's a TBT, but 24 teams or so. It's a lot of teams. It's not like eight like the NWSL. No. It's a lot of teams.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out a way to get it done. So well,
and they're playing basketball, which is sweating on each other, and there's a lot of those droplets that are getting on other guys.
Well, they're saying the fever check is just not really – it's just not great. The fever check's not great. The loss of smell check – and Daryl Morey posted – you know, he's the first one I saw that posted this article back in – I want to say it was March, maybe early April – that in this article talked about loss of smell is the new, is what you should be looking for. And once again, this is in March that Daryl's posting this. And sure enough, they say loss of smell, you are 27 times more likely. The fever is 2.6 times more likely. Loss of smell is 27 yeah. more times likely to happen. There's a name for it to somebody who has coronavirus. So if you, and that's one of the earlier signs.
Yeah, but now I had two in my house, and one lost sense of smell and taste, and the other one didn't.
Well, I bet you Wendy didn't.
No, the other way.
It was the other way?
Huh. No.
But she was relatively asymptomatic, right?
Yep.
Wendy. They just say that that's more, I know a friend of mine from a different radio station who has it, who said he lost it for about 12, taste and smell, for about 12 hours. I know somebody else.
I wake up every morning to see if I can smell. Yeah.
It's easy. But they but if you are want a quick test,
right,
just check your sense of smell. And they say sense of smell is one that goes out for a lot of people who have, not all, but a lot of people who have coronavirus is sense of smell. Because the list of potential is like, okay, these are the possible symptoms you have coronavirus. It's like 12.
Yeah, right.
It's literally everything now.
Right, right.
It's literally, runny nose. Like, well, runny nose. Itchy eyes.
Well, isn't that allergies, though?
Butt burn after jalapenos. Like, no, that's always been a thing.
Yeah.
That's always been a thing, coronavirus. You don't get to own butt burn after jalapenos.
No.
That just happens.
Jalapenos own that.
Yeah, oh, jalapenos.
Yeah, already own that.
That.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. But the loss of smell is one that you should give yourself a little. That's
that one I think is pretty obvious.
That's the one that's pretty obvious. Yeah. Give it a little check. But to Del's point about the basketball league, there every league is going to have to, because of the asymptomatic stuff, the mortality rates, if you look, and they say their estimation is at 10 times the amount of people, somewhere between 7, as low as 7, as high as 12 times the amount of people have contracted coronavirus relative to what the numbers are. Because of lack of testing, people who are asymptomatic or have had it previously, who, you know, before, primarily before all the testing came out. They don't think it's any reach to say 7 to 12 times the amount of people who are confirmed, which are like 2.9 million, have had coronavirus. That sounds about right.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Okay, so if you do those numbers, and they said more than likely the death rates, I know based on people who politicize say those numbers, everyone, they're just throwing everyone in there, and no one had, very little people have died from coronavirus. That's anybody. They say more than likely there have been underreported coronavirus relative to the time frame starting in February and all the way up. So even if you take that number and you go times, you add 50% onto that number, which is right now that number is 129,000 in the U.S. So even if you added another 70,000, let's just say 70,000 up to 200,000, then it's 200,000. Fatality, and that number is going to be way higher than it is. That'd be 200,000 fatalities, and could be as many as 29 million cases. Instead of 2.9 million, 29 million would be you do the numbers on that, that's way, way, way lower.
Way lower. And not only that, you know.
Mortality rate.
Right. But a lot of times, like in Chicago, he got shot three times, but he tested positive, so. But he got shot.
George Floyd tested positive for coronavirus, right? I believe.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I heard that a couple different places.
I didn't know that. But yeah, I mean, everybody now, though. And oh, by the way, another reason that our ICUs are full, we got to take a break. Our ICUs are full is because all of those people that couldn't get surgeries before, well, when it slowed down, they got surgeries. And then they went into the ICU. A lot of people have gone into the ICUs after they have had surgeries that they couldn't get before. So that's another reason that our hospitals are full right now. And in whatever the case may be, you know what? Let's just play some football. I want to see some football this fall.
Well, yeah.
That's all I want. That's all. That's all I care about. 744 ESPN 97.5. You need to get some insurance.
Let's talk about TGS Insurance. It's a great location to go find a way to save yourself some money. And here's why. Homeowners insurance is one of those spots where you may not do a lot of work in terms of shopping prices. You have somebody, they make it simple, they give you good coverage, and you just roll with it, and just rolls over year after year, and you just kind of, it's just a forget about it type of thing where it's, well, they bundle my home and auto, so I'm getting a good deal, and I know these are my discounts for home and auto. The problem is if you shop it against A-rated insurance companies like TGS Insurance does, many times that company that you've just been with for years falls well short. That's why the average savings is right at about $900 annually, but they have people who save way, way more. And all you have to do is text the word money to 232323. And what happens is you get within 15 seconds, you get homeowners insurance quotes that are firm, and you're going to find out just how much you can save. And they can make the flip for you the same day where you can switch your homeowners insurance. And if you've prepaid it, they can get all of that prorated money back. TGSinsurance.com for more information, or text money, the word money, to 232323.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 747 ESPN 97.5. So here's a be informed COVID-19, know your risk on a scale of 1 to 10, how risky is. What do you think opening the mail is? Where do you think that is?
One. I've seen Chris Solis showed me a chart. Backyard barbecues, I think, are an 8.
Playing tennis. I played tennis for the first time. It's low. Because it's like 2. Hitting back and forth. Yeah. Playing tennis, I was safer than you were because you went for a walk, run or bike ride with others. That's a 3.
Yeah.
So I went and played tennis. I'll never do it again, though. My back is killing me.
We saw people hiking on the trail with masks. I couldn't do it.
This is obviously slanted, this whole thing, because it says going to a bar is a 9.
Yeah.
That's
bar is a
sports stadium.
High.
Concerts, movie theater.
They're all
not
the
if
highest.
You separated a movie theater. If it's only a quarter full and everybody's separated.
I like when I go to movies, which man, I can't even. Can you even remember the last movie you went?
Oh,
to?
It's been a while now.
You and Wendy went to iPick, I think.
Yeah.
I don't even. Man, I do not even remember the last movie I went to. Dale, you remember the last movie theater?
Probably early March.
Gosh.
Right before.
I mean, you did?
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be like that for us? What's the last sporting event you saw?
Well, see, I think movie theaters are in big trouble. I've heard that Amazon's trying to buy everything in the world, but besides just everything in the world, AMC movies, I guess. But I don't know. Like, I was thinking this. So Jack Ryan, one of the things that Michael Kelly, Doug Stamper from House of Cards, he was on the podcast with me and Eric. I think you'll like our last one if you haven't checked off script. Check it out on iTunes if you want, or Apple Podcasts, whatever. But he told us that one of the reasons that he went on Jack Ryan after watching season one was everything was like, he said, I was blown away by season one. He said every episode was a big cinematic experience. There's guns and car chases and helicopters, and it was loud. And he said it was like watching a movie every single episode I watched mm-hmm. Jack Ryan. He said that's what drew me in. And all I could think of was that might be a cool way to watch, a cool way for movie theaters or like an Amazon to say, look, we're not going to put this show on Prime. We're going to have this show on Prime, but we're going to give you a chance to see it in the theater. This was if they own AMC theaters. We're going to give you a chance to see the first episodes in a theater. And if you have, you know, Amazon Prime, you get a certain percentage off the tickets. That might be a way, once again, once we have a vaccine or whatever, to get people back in the theaters to go see the shows that they binge. Because I watch, well, just like Game of Thrones, it would have been pretty cool to see Game of Thrones with the, if you like watching with a big group of people. I like watching with the
Del loves that
with space in between me and the next person sitting there, unless it's my wife. That might be cool to watch with a big group of people, watch stuff like that. I know sporting events, they're trying to, I know they'll show Texans games sometimes in different movie theaters around the city of Houston. But I do wonder if people are fundamentally going to change. People who used to be moviegoers, because I used to go a ton. And then, you know, having kids, it slows it down. But now with so many shows out there, and you get to watch seasons of this and seasons of that, I just feel like I'm going to be fundamentally changed in terms of going to movie theaters.
Well, I think we're fun. I like series more now than I like movies anyway. Because there's still more. I want more.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially if it's a good story.
I always think, how do you get... Now I find myself thinking about documentaries. How in the world are you able to do a documentary in 2 hours and 15 minutes? Mm-hmm. You've had to cut so much. Tiger King was however many episodes, 10 episodes or whatever it was. That's 10 hours.
Yeah, six. But
six episodes?
I'm watching Capone right now, and it's really good.
Is it good?
Making of a Mob. Making of a Mob, and it's about Capone.
Is that the one?
New York. They did one about
the movie with Tom Hardy.
That was terrible. So going to a beach was five. There, see, I didn't risk anybody here. It was only a five going to the beach, and I don't understand how that's five when you can separate from everybody. Now, did you see the Michigan beach? Did you see the pool scene in Michigan this weekend? Holy, the kids are. Michigan is going to have a huge outbreak.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. But we were, they where we went, Orange Beach, they had, you have to be separated. Nobody can, and you only sit, because there's the chairs out there, and there's two together. But you're with your wife or your kid or someone in your house, if you're going to be that close. And then every other one is separated. I don't see why there was zero chance of getting it on the beach. Zero chance. Especially with the wind and everything else. I mean, zero chance. So I don't know why that would be a five. But all of these things, going to amusement park, gym, working out at a gym, eating at a buffet, all very playing.
What number is that?
Eight.
Yeah.
Playing football and basketball is a seven.
See?
Wedding or funeral is a seven.
Playing baseball.
Going to a hair salon, Daniela, seven.
It's a little high.
Yeah, it's a little high.
I don't typically roll with anything higher than I did. Eat in a restaurant like once, but typically I think I keep it four.
You do?
Four and below. Yeah. I've looked at that chart. What's four?
Not me.
Say what fours are.
Here, fours are spending an hour at a playground, walking in a busy downtown, eating in a restaurant outside, going to a library or museum, sitting in a doctor's waiting room. See, that to me, sitting in a doctor's waiting room, zero chance I'm doing that. Staying in a hotel for two nights, playing golf is golf is a three. So those were the fours.
What about negotiating a contract with Bill O'Brien?
You don't answer his calls. It's a zero.
You don't answer his phone calls. It's a zero.
It's the
safest thing you can do.
Yes.
It's the highest reward and the lowest factor of COVID.
You have to explain that to people that don't know that one.
Well, just, you know.
That's how Laramie Tunsil did it.
Was able to bludgeon Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby in contract negotiations. Just like I've heard that the Texans say he started it in the high 20 millions, which is clearly not going to be true. You're not going to go $10 million higher than the highest paid guy. That's not even a starting point. If you do, you just say, look, we're not going to even talk to you, but you gave up two ones and a two. So you have to, this is the whole point that we made the whole time is he had you by every bit of your privates. You couldn't do anything about it. You had to, but you still can play a little bit more hardball. They got a 3-year extension, which is nothing. And he got literally, I've heard from people close to Tunsil, he got literally everything he was asking for. He wanted $22 million is what he wanted. And he got $22 million without an agent.
Why are you so angry, Lance?
I don't know.
Why is he still angry?
I'm just perplexed.
Didn't he have a week off?
I'm just perplexed.
Del?
Yeah, I don't understand why this is still a problem for
it's
you.
It's just perplexing. I'm not mad.
You haven't come to the acceptance stage yet.
I am. Oh, no, I'm very well in it. Now, I was terrified at something. Did you guys see the rumor? All right, let's break it right here. Because, well, our breaks aren't too long, so I guess I can say it. Did you see a rumor that was posted that not only are the Texans interested in Antonio Brown, which
no.
I saw fans were excited about that. Oh, this is multiple places had this. Chad Johnson was texting AB to the Texans, and he had prayer hands up. And I'm like, what? Chad Johnson was tweeting that. But what? There was more than one place had it. Now, nobody who's a verified NFL person that I saw. And then KJ asked me about, what about this rumor? Did you see this? A first and a second for, I'm like, a 2022 first. I'm like, this is exactly what I said. Get the out of here. There's no way. And then for one brief second, I thought, well, I literally cannot scratch that off the board. It's impossible. I can't.
If you Google Antonio Brown, first thing that comes up is Texans.
Mm-hmm. It's not a joke. It's out there. And Bill O'Brien giving up a first and second was this.
He's not on a team. How could you give up a first and a second?
That's why I knew there is no team. But nobody has his. Nobody has his rights.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, somebody's still got his rights.
No.
So I was like, okay. Oh. But I couldn't rule it out though at the time. I couldn't completely rule out a first and a second until I went and researched. And like, it was something that you couldn't pull off the board.
I wouldn't mind Antonio Brown on the Texans.
He is the embodiment of a human cancer for a locker room.
Yeah.
I talked to Mayock a little bit about it.
But we got
Senior
JJ.
Bowl, not so a lot, good. But a little bit. And he's just like, yeah, it was. I thought I was getting a bargain.
But he may have learned something off of all this.
Antonio Brown or Mayock?
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
Did you see any of his video with the police?
Yeah, but that was a while ago. He doesn't have a job now. Ever since that Vontaze Burfict hit.
I just know that he's really bad on football teams.
Yeah, no, ever since that hit, he's been nuts.
Went after the Patriots too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Once they let him go, Robert Kraft.
Yeah,
your massage parlor, like he's burned every other bridge. Why in the world would the Texans bring him in? Three organizations, three bridges.
At any
burned.
Point after the Texans fire him, will he make reference to Bill O'Brien's chin?
I don't know, but if he does get cut, he might jab Bill O'Brien in the face.
Oh yeah, sight jab.
That's a good point. And it might be verbal. It might have to do with a website, like SiteJab. SiteJab is a local company, and I love talking about local companies, local businesses that have made good. And these guys have been listeners for a long time, 20 years in the business, man. SiteJab's been around for 20 years. You roll it back to 2000, and yeah, a lot of internet sites were kicking off. Now, things have really changed since 2000, and what SiteJab can do for you is they can take, like if your website is 5 years old, it is way outdated. If it's 2 years old, chances are it's going to be partially outdated and you're not going to have some of the features in it that you need to have in it. SiteJab can help you with so much of what you need for your website. Now, primarily for small and medium-sized businesses, they help you convert the visitor to your site into a true business lead by building your site with proven algorithms that help you get that business and get that lead so that you have a chance to sell them. And that's what it's all about if you've got a small to medium-sized business. Let SiteJab work on your site, and they can even help you with your online currency as well and getting stuff done through your online portals if that's what you're looking to do. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. They can work with you in person or through Zoom conferencing, and they can help you learn how to update your own website. 713-999-4661, sitejab.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.